I have Michael R. Harris in the studio, and he's ready to play, and this is what it sounds like. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, John. Here we go, Roberto. Alice, through the looking glass, I thought this time we'd last, but now you're gone. I am just a rabbit's run, looking for some fun, but you move the party, and everybody say, oh, 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 why, my, 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 I just wanna get in. Alice, open up your eyes, then you realize how this all works. Life ain't through the looking glass. Good things come, bad things pass. This you will see. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just wanna get in. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just wanna get in. Don't give up hope. When bad things come, just cope, and you will be free. Oh, easier said than done. Easier said than done. We're on the run. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just want to get in. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just want to get in. Oh, Alice, where did you go? Oh, I want to know. Oh, Alice, you've done me wrong, and now I'm singing my song for you. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just want to get in. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just want to get in. Alice, a queen of hearts is cruel, but you could break her rules if you really slide. Playing cards is tricky, matter how to stick it, but why should we care? Oh, and everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just want to get in. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, 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 I just want to get in. Just want to get in. Just want to get through to you. Just want to get in. I just want to get through to you. To you. To you. Oh, Alice, to you. To you. To you. Oh, Alice, to you. To you. To you. Oh, Alice, to you.
Michael, thank you.
Oh, thanks, John.
Thanks for coming in, man.
No, glad to. Is this picking up okay? Because I...
Yeah,
okay.
I turned the monitors down. We have crap monitors here,
okay,
so I'm listening
no
through headphones. But you're coming through on the stream, as far
okay.
as I know.
Was the... Okay.
So what is the Michael R. Harris Band?
The Michael R. Harris Band. It's a... Well, it's been a long time coming. It's like a combination of what I think some really great players in Los Angeles that I've managed to collect together. And it, you know, it all started from a singer-songwriting basis, basically, and the need to really want to expand on that sound. And so
when I was in Japan, I had the band called the Michael Harris and the Collective, and adding all these names, and then I changed and stuff when I got back to the States, and my friends were like, why don't you just call it the Michael Harris Band and just be done with it? I'm like, okay. So that's kind of what it was, because it was just basically Michael Harris and a group of guys, and so now I've kind of really solidified it to be like a band kind of thing, although, you know, it's still, I'm the point, but...
Yeah. Hey, but you didn't start out in music, right?
I started out, actually. I mean, I've always done music since I was young. But when I first moved to L.A. Years ago, I what I still do now a bit, I worked in TV. So I was producing tons of talk shows and stuff like that. And I would actually kind of play, sit in on friends' sets and play trumpet, because I also play trumpet. And I was writing a lot of lyrics. And this was just before I went to Japan. And my thought was, okay, I'll come back. And I was talking with a lot of musicians, and I'll set up my band because, you know, I really got to get this stuff out. And so I went to Japan, loved it, ended up staying there. And I'm like, but I got to still do this music thing, because it's really compelling me now. And so then I just started it there as opposed to starting it here. I was fortunate because where I was in Japan, there were tons of really excellent musicians around. So I was able to really tap in and put a band together and that kind of thing. So at one point I had like 11 pieces in my band. So
wow.
Yeah, it was insane.
What kind of other groups sort of influenced your creation process there?
You know, when I was growing up, I listened to a lot of jazz and a lot of like blues standards and jazz standards, as well as, you know, as well as a lot of rock. You know, I grew up listening to Kansas and, you know, AC/DC and all of that. So I'm very eclectic as far as where I pull from. I think vocally, because as my guitar mentor told me in Japan, he's like, first, you are a singer, and then a songwriter, and then a guitarist. So I'm not one of those guys that can sit down and I'm like, okay, this is a Hendrix thing, because I can play Hendrix lick. I kind of look for the sounds that work for me, and then oftentimes I'll be playing something and one of the other musicians I'm working with will say, oh, you know, that sounds like so-and-so, or that sounds like, you know, James Brown or something. And I go, okay, whatever.
It's Michael R. Harris. It's my voice.
I'm not thinking of, you know, oh, let's do it, you know, in something of this mode. I just kind of, if it sounds good and the lyrics are coming, then I, you know, work it out.
It's funny, I have this image in my head of you in Japan with this very stern Japanese mentor. You're like playing your guitar until your fingers bleed, you know, in the raid.
he was pretty stern. I mean, which was what I needed, because guitar wasn't, you know, I'm self-taught. And, I'd always written the lyrics, but I'd never had an instrument. I mean, I can't really sing and play the trumpet at the same time, or the trombone, which I used to play. So I really needed an instrument, and he would be straightforward, not in a bad way, but I would write something and he'd like, that sucks. and it's like, you need to change that, or you work on this or work on that. And so that straightforwardness, knowing that it wasn't coming from a, you know, like a mean place or anything. It was just really concrete criticism that I needed was phenomenal. It really helped a lot. So,
all right, why don't we hear another song, and then we'll talk some more about your label and everything like that.
The next song is If I Could, and I'd also like to mention that with me today is Roberto Montero, who is a fabulous guitarist.
Hey, Roberto, I want to say hi.
Hi, hi, hi. Good to be here. Thanks for the fabulous guitarist.
Okay.
This is Michael R. Harris on Is Good on killradio.org.
If I could.
Ready?
If I knew it would be like this, I'd have traded in my worries for a little bliss. If I saw my wants as my needs, I'd have tended different gardens, planted different seeds. If I could. But I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. If I trust, I'd only be let down, waiting for the other shoe to firmly hit the ground. If I knew all that I might miss, I'd take another path, another turn, made another wish. If I could, but I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. Standing in the hall with so many doors that everyone's a gamble. Roll the dice with the hands of ice, afraid that you might lose. Every road you take leads you to another crossroad of choices. And every choice you make, you can hear your inner voices. Inner voices. Inner voices. If I thought a kiss could make it real, I'd have taken all of yours, a borrow, begged, and stealed. If I knew the end at the start, I'd have changed the course of rivers so we would never part. If I could, but I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. If I saw, if I knew, if I trust, if I could, but I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup.
That was Michael R. Harris of the Michael R. Harris Band on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. Michael, that was awesome.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
What's that what's that song about? I mean,
I think when I wrote it, a lot of the songs I find them from a compilation of people's lives. You know, some of the stuff I go through, but things that I, you know, friends have gone through. So I think at the time when I wrote it, I was kind of thinking of an old girlfriend, and I was thinking of, you know, another situation that a friend was going through. And it's one of those situations where you kind of go, you know, if I could just change this, you know, if I knew certain things, if I could, you know, like it says, if I could take another turn, you know, I would. And the whole getting the philosophy out of the paper cup was, I remember when I was growing up, Dixie cups, which I'm probably dating myself, but they don't even have them anymore. But Dixie cups used to print like these quotes and things on the outsides of the cup. And I'm thinking, they're getting your philosophy, your daily philosophy from this. So somehow it all tied in.
Yeah, no, it's one of those sort of worldly songs where you listen to it and you go, oh, this song's about me. And then somebody else is listening to it, oh, this song's about my life. Yeah.
I hope in a lot of the songs that I do that the core of it, kind of touches, something that everyone can associate with on some level,
mm-hmm.
So I kind of strive for that.
So what's Die Box?
Die Box is an independent label that I've set up to put out my CD, which we're going to be starting to record at the end of this month. It's also a site that I've set up. I'm very socially conscious, or I try to be as socially conscious as possible. Like, I'm a big brother and I try to donate blood, and when there are causes that come up, I can't do every cause. I'm not like one of those guys that just do everything, but I think when you can give back in certain ways that you can. So on my site,
I noticed you have the Red Cross link on your site,
for the Katrina hurricane victims, and also the one site for helping to end poverty, there's a links page, and my links page is just about organizations that do things socially or globally, to help out the community. And so hopefully as my music gets better and things get going, maybe more things can help those organizations in different ways. So,
you're not just another one of those egocentric, I'm going to be a rock star.
Well,
it's all about me.
Someone once, someone asked me, they're like, oh, okay, what do you want to, want to be a rock star or whatever? And I said, for me, if I can get a point where I can do this for a living and I have the respect of my peers in the music industry, other players, and they say, oh yeah, he's a good songwriter, he's a good artist, that's fine. I don't need to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. There are plenty of musicians out there that work all year long. You never hear about them. They're not on the covers, but they're doing what they want to do. And and people know about them, and that's key, Of course, if they want to put me on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Well, sure. You're not going to turn it down.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't do that. But, the focus is just to be able to do this eventually as a full-time thing, as a living. And hopefully Die Box will grow in different ways as well.
So people should check out the website. It's DAIBOX. What does Die Box mean?
Die Box is big box. Die is large in Japanese. And then box is obviously just a box. And I wanted to give the connotation of something that held, a lot of stuff. So as Die Box grows, it'll kind of stay true to its name. It'll hold, hopefully, a lot of different things as it kind of evolves.
Cool.
Yeah.
We have another song for us?
Yeah, we got another song. This song is a little slower. It's called Here I Am. It's kind of like a little love song.
Michael R. Harris on Is Good, killradio.org.
Ready? You're so beautiful, more than words can say, more than the strength of poetry could ever hope to convey. And I'm a peasant, standing in your grace, trying desperately to find my place, my meaning in terms of you. And here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Every letter, behind every word, you can hear my voice whispering things I hoped you've heard. Like a street performer whose feet have turned to clay, I am dumbstruck looking for the right things to say, to turn your ear to make it clear that here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes. Trying to read your signs, I'm trying to gauge my way, like a half-drunk navigator, a little lost every day. And if I should stumble or make a wrong move, won't you please help me get back into my groove? 'Cause I need you to know I want you so, and without question, here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eyes in a crowded room. Here I am at your door. I'm down on bended knees, trying to catch your eye.
Michael, I gotta say, it's really an honor to have you here.
Oh, no, it's an honor and privilege to be here.
It's not just lip service. I saw you play, this thing called Unlit, which is this traveling house party that I've been DJing now and again. And, I've seen a lot of musicians come and go through there. And, here's this random guy with a guitar. And I was like, wow, this is really good music. And it was just you and the guitar. I didn't hear it. It wasn't just, a group of us in a small room really focusing on it. It was more like you're playing at a party, So hearing it in this different light, really brings it to the forefront. Oh, it's just, thanks. I don't know, I'm just really excited to have you here. It's cool.
Thanks. No, I was really glad when you contacted me and said you want to come in. So, as long as it's great to be able to play for as many people as possible and let people hear kind of what I'm doing. And so I really appreciate the opportunity.
I noticed on your website you're not actually doing any live gigs at the moment, though. You're working on your album?
Yeah, not at the moment. We did a gig in August, I think, was the last live gig that we did. And we're going to get started, I said, at the end of the month. And it's going to be pretty hardcore just trying to get that organized and situated. But I'm looking forward to it. And so hopefully if all goes well and the schedules and money and everything works out, I'll have a CD ready at the beginning of the year.
And tell me about the album. Is it going to be a big album? You're going to have a lot of different styles?
It's going to be a big album. We're going to try to do 10 to 11 songs, so it'll be a full album. I'm going to incorporate some sparse stuff, but then I'm going to do some stuff with a full band. And a full band to me right now is keyboards, lead guitar, drum, bass, saxophone, and a backup singer. So that's so on certain songs like Alice that we started off with, it has like a much bigger sound, when you got the saxophone in there, uh-huh, and the bass player and that kind of thing. So we'll do a few songs that are full band songs, but I'm really a fan of sparse acoustic stuff, so we'll have some really simple songs with cello and guitar and my voice and things like that too. So I'm really looking forward to it. Working with a gentleman called Scotty Lund, who's cool. going to co-produce it with me. So looking forward to that.
Now, when you had the whole band together doing live gigs, are there any particular shows that stick out in your mind as experiences you want to recreate or not recreate?
You know, it's been a gradual process because I'm one of those guys that probably frustrates bands or not in a certain way because I end up writing a lot of new songs in between gigs. So I like add a new song or two every time and they're like, but they're excited. I think it gives them a little bit of a challenge. But I think we did a show oddly enough, at the Lava Lounge, which is a really small place if you've ever been
there. I'm actually DJing there on the 21st.
And I did a full band. We did a full band show.
Wow.
There.
Yeah, they have a tiny stage.
Yeah, tiny stage. But it came off really well, you know, and we've done a show. I've done smaller shows at the gig. I did a small show at the gig and a big show at, like, the Lava Lounge, go figure. But, yeah, if I could create, you know, the vibe that we had, like, at the Lava Lounge, a really jazz kind of thing going on, that would be great.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you want to hear another tune?
Please.
That time? This song is a song I wrote for my mom, who is she's dealing with battling cancer and kidney dialysis and all that kind of stuff. And so this is my kind of rage against the universe. It's called Why. You can start. Is this what she gets? Is this her reward for believing all the things about you? Is this how the golden years are to be? Filled with pain and such misery. Is this how you see the world that you made? Is this just a joke or a game that you played? And if it is, enough's enough. And I want the answer now, so tell me why. Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't you help me understand and tell me why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Must she endure so much pain? Why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't somebody help me understand why? 'Cause I don't understand. She's always been my light, and she still is. 'Cause she raised me from the crib, and here I stand, just a simple man, no power in my hands, but compassion for every man. What's wrong with this picture? Oh, this just can't be. What more can I do? Won't you help me to see? I'm running a race I just can't win. And I want the answer now, so tell me why. Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't you help me understand and tell me why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Must she endure so much pain? Why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't you help me understand and tell me why? Won't somebody help me understand why? 'Cause I don't understand, Roberto. Mother of mine, I wish I could cure all your ills. I know that you pray, 'cause that is your way. But I'm raging against heaven today to answer my call, to hear how I plead, to open an eye and to see how you bleed. How much does it cost? Has she not paid enough? And I want the answer now, so tell me why. Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't you help me understand and tell me why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Must she endure so much pain? Why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't somebody help me understand why? 'Cause I don't understand. Won't somebody help me understand why? 'Cause I don't understand. Won't you help me understand and tell me why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't you help me understand and tell me why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Must she endure so much pain? Why? Oh, I wanna know why. Oh, I need to know why. Won't somebody help me understand why? 'Cause I don't understand. Won't somebody help me understand why? I don't understand. Won't somebody help me understand?
That's Michael R. Harris on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. Michael, that was awesome.
How was that? Okay, it's kind of weird because I don't hear any playback, so I'm like, oh, did that sound okay?
Yeah, we actually, this is what you get for being not for profit.
That's all right.
Being money repellent, we're actually in the process of getting new monitors, but I'm listening in the headphones and it just sounds crisp and clear.
Oh,
so just take my word for it.
Good. A friend of mine asked. She's like, oh, you're going to Kill Radio. She's like, do they have any stickers? Get a sticker.
You know, we have stickers. I'm just not sure exactly where they are. I was here the other night. I do a news show at 6 o'clock on Thursdays where I read the news and, you know, bitch about the state of affairs in the world, and it started to get dark and the lights were working. So
like,
I'm like, this is how internet radio worked when Abraham Lincoln was president.
Exactly. At least he had candles, probably.
Yeah. As long as the stream is up, that's what matters.
That's the important thing.
Well, would you like to play one more song? Do you have time?
Yeah. Let's. I was debating between a really short song or Superman, but I want to kind of. I'll skip over Superman. It's a good song, but given the state of affairs today and kind of, you know, the tone of my website and trying to, you know, help out socially and that kind of thing, I want to play a song called For Us All. And it's a really short, simple song. And I hope it kind of touches everyone. Do you want to follow in? Okay. Do you pick it up? Okay. A song for the street prophets, 'cause the places where they walk are where angels fear to tread. And this is a song for the forgotten and the places that we've tossed them, 'cause they need a helping hand. This is a song for the lovers and those others, don't they know that hope is ever near? And this is a song for the children, build a better world than we're building, 'cause it's the one your children will own. And this is a song for all of us, 'cause there's still room on the bus to the place where our dreams can grow. And this is a song for all of us, 'cause there's still room on the bus to the place where our dreams can grow. A song for all of us, 'cause there's still room on the bus to the place where our dreams can grow. And this is a song for all of us, 'cause there's still room on the bus to the place where our dreams can grow.
Michael, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, John. I'll see you around town, and hopefully I'll catch another year of DJ shows outside live.
Right on. Everybody should go to diebox.com, www.daibox.com for info on future gigs and the upcoming album from Michael R. Harris and the Michael R. Harris Band. You're listening to Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org.
I slipped away last night, took me away from sight and the place I know. All crushed upon my skin, this mess I put you in, and the punch I thrown. It was a strange reaction for someone like you to remain on side. And then a chain reaction, I was down and calling for a place to hide. I saw machines will all break down in the way I know. Men didn't all make clean. I saw upon the screen all the stones I throw. It was a
time I think of you, I get a shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free, but that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. I feel fine and I feel good. I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean. I don't think you're what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I'll get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say.
This is John, and you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. That was Frente doing a cover of the New Order song, Bizarre Love Triangle. Before that, we heard Daylight from Merkin from the Shadow compilation Head Sessions. And before that, Fault Line featuring Chris Martin from Coldplay, Your Love Means Everything. If you missed Michael R. Harris and his live performance and interview, then you missed a really good show. I am going to sign off with a 10-minute long song. I stretch my back. The seat's really uncomfortable. This is Banco de Gaia, Not In Our Name, from their last album, You Are Here. Thanks for listening. This is John on Is Good, killradio.org.
Thank you. вздоха не вняла, наше дыхание дома.